For example, Oren Neiman brought a raya from Mishnah Shavuos Ha'Eidah, so I can think there are also other Mishnayos. Although it happens to be that Sefer Makos is a little bit of a kasha of Amin Yadim. But there are many times the Mishnayos gives us the rule, and that's the assumption of what Tosis is starting from. So over here, says Tosos, Lo Shayech Lahakshos, Taneich HaKoy. Over here, it's not relevant to ask the Kasha of Taneich HaKoy, because there's something even more than we have. Diktani Ketzad Kidiparach Bereishim Mechilton, as we asked beforehand. When it comes to the Mishnah in the beginning of Brachos, so then the Gemara needs to say, no, don't think that we need to tell you a rule that everybody knows from Uvashach B'chov Kumecha. In other words, we found the Beferish Apostle that tells us the field, then immediately we can start with Mei Masai. However, when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, that no one would have even asked Tanei Chakoy. That's a Dover Pashuk. Revolosai, it's even more Pashuk than a Pasuk in the Torah. Even more Pashuk. What's more Pashuk than a Pasuk in the Torah? Mishum da'achas Svaro. Because over here there's a Svaro, levarech, to make a bracha. Kin imasik b'gemara, da'as l'enos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Now that's amazing. First of all, we have to develop in, there's no such thing as longus is one thing, halacha is something else, and machshava is something else. All of them is one Torah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he taught, revealed to us that Har Sinai and Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to us. And therefore, this is also connected to machshava as well. Tosus is saying, and we're going to develop this in Mirza Shem Alam and Heyam Abed as well. You know what Tosus is saying? Tosus is saying like this. Tosus is saying that at least when it comes to something that's a pasuk in the Torah, the Gemara will ask, Tana Hechakai, which pasuk? We're confused. Which pasuk are you coming from? However, does the Mishnah need to say in the sixth Terek, when it comes to eating fruits, first you have to put the seed into the ground. Then you've got to water it. And then be careful. If it's too sunny, the tree's not going to grow well, etc., etc., etc. No, you don't need to say that. Rabosai, here's the Muslim. Just like it's so obvious that to get a fruit, you need to plant, it's so obvious that you would need to make a bracha. Look, at the end of the day, you know, even many, many people who have no sense of Avodas Hashem whatsoever. What's the expression? Thank you for the grub. What do they say before they... thanks for the grub. So that's such a davar pashut. And the musar is, that's the musar which Tosfos is assuming from, that is a davar pashut, that svara is so obvious, it's even more obvious than Uvashach B'chov Kumecha. That svara already exists. So the Tosfos is lo shayach la'akshos tana hechakoy. And then the second shot that we said is correct. Why did I not read it that way? Because this is the MS. Why did I get stuck? Why did I make a mistake? The reason why I made a mistake was the following. I was bothered by the following kasha. The Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Mem Vav, if I'm not mistaken, says, I made reference to this when I was being tough on David. This is where David and I got stuck. David was saying, good. At least I realized at the moment that he said it, but then...
I didn't say what Rebbe just said now.
No?
No, I didn't say
okay. That. That's what I'm saying now. Maybe we'll change our mind again tomorrow. The Gemara in Bav on the Bay says, when it comes to the concept of Hamotzi Mechaver of Araya, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Mi Baal Dvarim Yigash Elehem. And the Gemara says, that means Hamotzi Mechaver of Araya. If you're a Baal Dvar, and you claim... If I claim that this pencil is mine, so then in such a case, I have to prove, if it's in your rishus, I have to prove it's mine. That's the rule of Motzi Mechaver Alvarai. And the Gemara uses a pasuk, Nidval Dvar Migash Alein. Asks the Gemara, Lamali Kras Svarahu. Why do I need the pasuk? It's a svara. Now, if Tosos just got through saying that what we have over here is a svara, so then, I was bothered. If that's what Tosfos is saying, that we have the svara, so then what's the next kasha menani mili? You already have a svara. Hence, I learned a different pshat, which I'm closer from. It's not mufruk the pshat that I learned. But I'm going to say, ultimately, this pshat, and this is after talking this over, after mincha with Rav Yaakov for a long time, the answer to the question is the following. There are two different types. We're dealing with two different things. One is Hamotzi Mechaveh Orai, which is a concept. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. Hamotzi Mechaveh Orai is a concept. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. If it's a svara, then we don't need the Torah to tell us. However, when we're talking about Birches Hanenin, either it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. There, when it comes to the mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah d'rabbanan, we still need, Tosus asks, some type of source. We need a source. What is the source? At the end of the day, it happens to be that the source is only going to be a svar midrabban, not the arise, which we have to deal with by maven yavin in of itself, which was also what was bothering me when I was speaking it out with David. At the end of the day, this is the pshat of what Tosus is saying. Tosus is saying that if the Tana knows that's a given, like rabadab, what's the next word? Dub. Okay, I didn't know it's good flying. Rabba dub dub, thanks for the grub. So then in such a case, then if it's such an obvious svara, so then in such a case, then what would the halacha be? That the Tana already knew about it. And there isn't any place to say Tana Hecha Koi. There's no room to say Tana Hecha Koi. That's what Tosus is saying. Now, we ask Minani Mili because alright, the Tana knows as a given. Is it a Daraisa? Is it a Darabanan? Is it only a Svara? Is it Kodesh Ilulim? Is it Yeshusav, Ravim, and Varachal Shekev, etc.? There are many possibilities. That, Tosa says, is still going to remain unclear. Oh, Im Kainim Advarim, if that's the pshat in Tosos, Baruch Hashem, took us some time. We have to get the wrong pshat in order to get the right pshat. If that's so, and Rav Yaakov helped me out a lot on this, if that's so, so then Benny's Kasha falls away as well. What did we ask as a stira in Tosos? When the Gemara asks, is the Gemara asking, thinking that this is a Doraisa or not? Yesterday, the way I had learned was that it was an Asmachta in Tosos, according to both Pshatim, where I was influenced from the Pnei Yoshua. But now we're not necessarily going with the Pnei Yoshua's Pshat. And therefore, what's Tosus saying? Tosus is saying like this. Tosus is saying, Tana Hecha Koi is not Shayach because there's a Svara. In other words, whether it's Doraisa, Darabanan, it needs a Pasuk or it doesn't need a Pasuk, it's intuitive, just like you need to plant to make a Bracha. Doesn't mean you need to plant to eat. So to, in order to be able to eat, it's natural, deep down, in every person's being, is the essence of Hakaras HaTov, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like you need a plant, of course you need to thank who it comes from. And if we're lacking in Hakaras HaTov, then there's something that's lacking in the essence of who we are. It's just like not having oxygen. It's just like expecting food to come without planting. Of course you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that doesn't tell us whether it's the rice or the rabban or anything like that. And you don't have my question, as I've already answered, what about the fact that if it's a svara, it's automatically the rice and you don't need a pasuk? No! In Kainim Advarim, Tosus in the first day of holds, like Benny said from the last Tosus. Tosus in the first day of holds that the halacha is that the source of bracha rishona is min haTorah. And the Gemara is going to be chosar. It's going to only hold that tzedin d'rabbanan. So when we say Tana Hecha Koi, when we say that Tana Hecha Koi is not shayach because it's a svara, does not mean that you're not going to have a source. It's just intuitive. But what is it? Is it the raisa? Is it the rabbanan? Is it the svara? All of that we still don't know. So when the Gemara starts out minon imili, the Gemara is asking what's the source, and more answers it did the raisa. Like Tosa says in the end. He's chozer. This Bezer Hashem, I think, is good pshat. And therefore, in the first day, Tosus is not being chozer. The second day, I still believe, is assuming that's the Rabbanan. Rav Yol Yoshua pointed out also that the second Tosus Harash also seems to be clear that he's assuming it's the Raisa, like Benny's Kasha, if you will, the Tosus later on. And will come out as 2 days of Tosus. A Tosus at the end. There's the right to follow the first day. That's very, very logical. I'll take a couple of questions. I already promised the Talmidim that we were going to start a new sugya today, so I don't want to belabor too much, but Shekoach David, for not backing down, even though I said it's going to rip you apart, you, Baruch Hashem, you ripped me apart. Good. Yes, Avram, go ahead. What's that? Oh, so the answer is that what I had said then was a Lishitaso and Tosos. So first of all, it could be going according to the second day. It's fine. It could be going in the second day. The Shtikl Torah that I developed yesterday, but let's talk it out more. Enachanami. The Shtikl Torah that we said yesterday will be Tos Lishitaso in the second day. In the second day, that's number one. And number two, it fits in the first day as well. It fits in the first day, but my radar tells me it'll be too much for the Shana Bet guys. In January, February, I can discuss such a thing, but I'm going to lose the second year boys. But it'll be my pleasure to sit down and discuss with you. And if the second year boys want me in Shir to address it, then I will. But my radar tells me that the boys will not follow. Yes, Noah?
And Tosh was in front of him. He says,
right, that's what he's asking. That's what he's asking. Good, good. So you're ready for that question. All right, so you're ready. Noach's ready for it. Yes, Ben?
The last post on the Talmud says, Mitzchila somebody would govern who, and now we're adopting Svachna because the Svar only exists here.
Right.
At the end.
No. No, that's not what he says. That's not what he says. Mitzchila the Limud Gomer is not Rabadab Dab. But the Limud Gomer means that it's the Feirush in the Torah that this intuition of Rabbi Dab Dab is a Din D'Oraisa. So, yes, Ben. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm sorry. The Dibur Maskil says Elo Svarim.
Hoodie, you and David were right. I was wrong. Yeah, go ahead.
The Dibur Maskil in the last Tosfos says Elo Svarim.
Yes.
Here in the Maskana, all the way to the Balaam, it says Elo Svarim. And
Tosfos is not reading it that way. The Rishon reads it that way.
It says El Limud Gomer, from the beginning we didn't have a Svarim.
No.
All the Rishonim.
No, that's not what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that the intuition of the Tana is that you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's the only Makar or not, and Rav Yaakov is right. When you say Lama Likros Svaru, that's when you have a rule of the Torah, not necessarily a mitzvah. A mitzvah could be both intuitive and have a pasuk. There are many mitzvahs that are Svara, right? What do we call them? They're Mishpatim as opposed to Chukim. I think I answered you, Ben. I'm going to move on. Well, I'll let you bother me later. Yes, go ahead, Ben.
I still don't think that there's a secretary of the Master Kesa that is the Rabbanai. I think he's saying that he's saying Havla Baruch Hakol Dabar Dabar. He's telling us the idea that you need a bracha, and that not that it's still.
No, I agree. So I said him only in the first day. Oh, you want to even say in the second day?
Still the right,
maybe.
I think the second
thought the Marisha is saying that the second day isn't working necessarily as Svara, because to say that we were thinking about Svara beforehand, that we wouldn't have even, that's very difficult. Because it wasn't on the agenda for today, so we got to look back. What you're saying is against the fair issue. I don't think you have to say that.
Rebbe's saying that Maskana, why would this second paragraph of the Inam Yeshemer still hold its Zerubana?
Because the Gemara there is the Farish, that's the Rabban. I understand what you're saying, I don't think it's a Mechor. You want to say that all you see from that Sugi is the Mechayim of Bracha, but we're disagreeing with that.
Either way, you
could disagree that the way I read the Pelsis 2 days, but I think that's correct. Rabbos had two announcements before I forget. Rav Daniel Epstein is doing Das Tfunas at 1:45, a lot of guys gain a lot from that. You change the time also because of our shir, because we tend to go on forever. So he moved the shir later. And Yerzeh Hashem, I'll be coming back to Yeshiva for Chuk tonight at about 10 o'clock. Okay, and tell the boys from other shir they'd like to attend, okay? Anything else going on tonight? I don't think there's anything else. 10 o'clock. That's what's 1:45. As opposed to 1:30. That's what I understood. What's that? In the blue room, basically, I think. Unless you suggest otherwise. All right, Rabbosai, now let's begin the next sugya. As we analyze the Lame Chabura. There are lots of diukim that one could make, and I'd like to review some basic yesodos that emerge from the Tosas. Tosli Bermaslo Sheinom Shira Al Yayin explains, Tosas is bothered by a bomb kasha. And that is, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says you only say Shira when you have wine, and that's the Makar to tell us that only applies to Keren Revai. It's just simply not true. Because we say Shira on other things as well. Tosis points out that when you have halal during the Shlitas Karban Pesach, you do say Shira. Yes? The Seder. But that doesn't mean that they didn't sing halal. They did sing halal. Maybe you don't try to do Shira. There's only definitives. Definitives that sometimes become absolutely wrong also. But let's see Tosis. Pirush. Einon Rishira al Shum Achilas Mizbeach, Kigon Zrikas Domin, Vinisa Chamayin Kiyim al Ayayin. Avol Vada Mitzim Rishira Belo Yayin, Kigon Halal Rishikas Sopin. So Tosis develops a distinction. He says that when it comes to this rule of Eila Ayayin, we're only talking about Bishas HaKrovas HaKarban. Bishas HaKrovas HaKarban, so then in such a case we have the rule of Ein Omrim Shira Ela al Hayayin. There's something very strange about this Tosis that I can't solve. If nobody's bothered by it, then I'm going to make believe it's not there. Tosis saying, okay, and that becomes the Makor. Then for Karen Revai, then we would say, it's talking about only Yai. Something doesn't add up in this Tosis.
Is Karen Revai also grapes?
Karen Revai is grapes. Yeah. Alright, if you're not bothered, because I'm mamish confused. Okay. But if you're not bothered, I can still make the yukim in the Rishonim, but there's something in Tosis that seems a little bit illogical to me.
What's Rebbe's
I'm not telling you. So let's take a look now at the Tosar Rush. Let's take a look at Tosar Rush. Tosar Rush has the same thing as Tosos, but the Talmudim were Medayek well that there are a few differences. And what we're going to do is compare the Tosar Rush to Tosos and ask a bunch of questions. Says the Rosh, Matsinu Shira is harbe below yayin. We find many types of singing without wine. In other words, what do you mean, Sheinon Shira el alayayin? Kigon halal shabashkitas psachim, ubelele psachim, ubemolchama, kiddush ashkham de Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat was a melech Yisrael that sang Shira, as it says in Divrei Ayonim. And there was no avodas karbonos. By the way, Tosis used the expression achilas mizbeach. The Ritva uses the expression avodas hamizbeach. So that didn't have anything to do with it. So how can you say enom shira el yayin? Ubeis echilu berina l'tefila. That's what the pasuk says. El hachi kamer enom shira ashum achilas mizbeach. There is no shira on achilas mizbeach except for with yayin, kigon back torah b'shvika b'nisa chamayin. In all those cases, there is no shira. El al nisa chayayin. Only if there's yayin. So then we could use this idea of connecting that when the pasuk says halal, it's talking specifically about the grapes because she'ein omrim shira ela al yayin. I'd like to do the driving for a minute, Usher. Rabosai, what are some things that jump out at you when you see the Rush and when you see Tosis? This is going to be an easier shear than previous shear. This is a standard diukim that you're supposed to make in the Rishonim and to develop an important yisod. Yes, Michal?
I think the verse, I think this was Mashmah, he said, Bishri, that's Pesachim, meaning that it's Mashmah, like, only the time of the Reisor, or not the Reisor, but at least more than
So too here.
What I'm saying, over here it says, Tfilah is not all.
No, most Rishonim hold tefillas. Many Rishonim hold tefillas d'oraisa. I don't know. Maybe all three of these cases are d'oraisa. Rabosai, come on. You guys should be firing off questions. No? We already did Leni Chabur, right? Let's fill them out. Noach, go ahead.
Why is he getting these three examples?
That's an excellent question. Why did the Rush choose these three examples? Yoser Mizeh. First, and why did Tosis not give the examples of the Rush? What did Tosis give? Tosis gave the example of Shitas HaPesach. But he leaves out Milchames Yehoshaphat and Lel Pesach. What else? That's Sarachiyu number one. Sarachiyu number two, so let's already spell that out. Sarachiyu number one is why the Rush choose these examples. Why did Tosis omit those two examples that the Rush gives? That's Sarachiyu number two. Sarachiyu number three. Lel Pesach is a striking example. In fact, as we developed in Leini Chabura, if you want to talk about Hallel, that's the worst example to give is the night of Pesach. Right? That's always a confusion in Shul. Do you say Hallel on the night of Pesach? It's brought down in the Sefer Sofrim that one does. Ad Kedei Kach, that I was thrilled to see that my father's custom was, if I recall, what Rav Nenzal told me also he does. And that is, they say without a bracha, because there are different shitas. I have to go back and verify 100%. Definitely came up that he suggested such a possibility. My father learned in yeshivas. Most, the Ramah says, ain anu noagim. Our custom is not to say hal. Most Ashkenazic yeshivas don't. Chassidim feels very strongly they do. I always thought, oh, it was a new Chassidish invention. Chassidim are pretty good. They're great. It's not a new Chassidish invention. It's in the Sefer Sofrim. The only thing that the Chassidim did is they took Nusach Svard, and the Svard didn't follow the Masech HaSofrim, and the Rama said, our custom is not to. So why did the Tosa Rosh choose Leil Pesach, where there's such a big discussion? Maybe the Rosh didn't think it was a discussion. It's very interesting to know what the Rosh did. Did the Rosh say Allah on the night of Pesach in Shul? The Erechad is a beautiful Musar. Beautiful Musar. I told this to the Talmudim in the past. Such a powerful point that when the Chassidim, someone told me that just mentioned that the Gra also didn't say. Also, Gra also said, unlike the Ramah, in Yeshiva they say Rav Yaakov, they say Hallel in the night of Pesach. Not sure. Rav Yaakov is only here about seeking. So without a bracha, that's interesting. Okay, so that's the chart that my father may be well followed. Anyhow. So, someone said that the Gra also said, but it was clearly the custom amongst the Ashkenazim was not to. So, the Hasidim, when they started out, the Hasidim, really, in a generation or two, it spread like wildfire, Hasidus, the beauty of Hasidus. And before long, it even entered the stronghold of Vilna. But Vilna there was very, very tough on the Hasidim. And it was mamish like the Muranos. There were Hasidim who acted like they were Litvish, and they made their own private minyanim for actually had a little bit of ruchnius during davening. They made these hidden minyanim like Muranos in Spain. See what Machlokes could do. They made their own hidden minyanim, and the inquisitor caught them. One of the Litvish rabbanim barged in the middle of them saying Hallel on Leil Pesach. He barged in on the night of Pesach, and they were in the middle of saying Hallel, and he had a Shulchan Aruch in his hand. And he said, "Shteitin namo va'anu einayegin kein, va'anu einayegin kein." Our custom is not to. So the Rav of the Chassidim of the Muranos said to him, "How do you know when the Ramah wrote his comment? The Ramah banged on the beam and said and screamed, 'Va'anu einayegin kein.' Maybe when the Ramah wrote it, the Ramah said, 'Va'anu einayegin kein.' All the difference in how you say 'Anu einayegin.'" So God will never be Hashem Ben Malchayim. So why did the Rush? Why did the Rush say over here? Why did the Rush say Dafka Lel Pesach to teach us this whole story of Anu Einayegin Kein? That's not the reason why. So what's going on? Why did the Rush choose Dafka Hallel B'Lel Pesach? So Rabosai, there's an absolutely beautiful Brisker Rav, probably the most important Brisker Rav in the Sefer, where the Brisker Rav defends gloriously the Rambam from the objection of the writer. This is a classic, and this is one of those pieces that if you call yourself a yeshiva bachur, then you have to know. So I'm not going to go through the whole Brisker Rav. You do it on your own. It's a beautiful thing. It's not Mishmas Sameach. This is this. There's every once in a while Brisker Torah could be not muchrach or overwhelming. This is a Brisker Torah that's absolutely beautiful. It's muchrach. and it's so, and it gives you such deep havon in terms of what halal is. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav writes that halal is midrabanan. The view of halal is only rabbinic in nature. The law halal shall tanika bavadush midibre sofrim elokriyas halal la'olam midibre sofrim b'chal yom shibom b'enes halal. And the Ravid objects. The Ravid says, "What are you talking about? V'yesh b'em asay midibre kabbalah hashir yulachem. Divre kabbalah we have a drasha hashir yulachem. There should be a song for you." Kelel hiskadeshchad, like the night of when they of the beginning of Pesach when they went out of Mitzrayim. Says the Magi Mishnah, l'chura the Ravid is 100% correct. That's Nevi'im that were misakin halal, not the Chachamim of the Mishnah that were misakin halal. So how could it possibly be that the Rambam says that's midivrei sofrim? The Rambam missed this whole drasha in the Gemara in Pesachim. It's a Gemara as well. The Gemara in Arab Sakhun, the Grizz points out, Al Kuf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says that it was a Takanas Nevi'im. That's called Midivrei Kabbalah. That's not called Midivrei Sofrim. So, right from the time of the Nevi'im, that if a person is saved, then in such a case, they're supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashir Yelachem, Kelel is Kadesh Chab. Like it was sung when we went out of Mitzrayim. By the way, and I'm not getting involved at all about saying halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut. It happens to be I'm very sympathetic. So were many rabbanim who weren't associated necessarily, that people wouldn't think of them as being entirely tzioni in the beginning of the time of Hakonas HaMedina. Certain factors evolved. But this is one of, this gets involved in the Sukkah. And that is, that's written in Tshuva Sfarim, that in Europe, it's well known, but Sam Sofer writes about this, that there were communities that had gone through a tzara and they were saved, and they said Shira on that particular day. So it's not an inyan just to say halal on time where there's a takanim midrabanan, but if a person was in a tzara and was saved on that time, then they're supposed to say halal. Okay, so this becomes one of the most important Maamar comments. If we're talking about saying halal this man has that, to whether, you know, whether it's an appropriate thing to institute halal, this is one of the important makoros, because the Gemara in Pesachim says that when I'll call tzar v'tzar shetavo, it doesn't say that only on these days in Tanakh when we went at it, when we had it. It says I'll call tzar v'tzar shetavo, and you should know in the history of Klal Yisrael in Europe, they used to say halal on days that the communities were saved. Okay, but how are we going to defend the Rambam? The Ravid's objections are very strong. Is there anybody that needs any clarification of what the kash on the Rambam is? I'll say it again. The kash on the Rambam is that we see from Kelel Iskadish Chad that there is a chiyuv of halal midivrei kabbalah. Hence, how could the Rambam say that it's midivrei sofer? So Briska Rav is miyashev. Any further clarification? Good. Says the Briska Rav, by the Rebbe, I have a plow, no jewel be left behind. Never be embarrassed to ask me to repeat. Okay, please, please, please stop me if there's something that's not clear. Says the Briska Rav like this. Says, there's an important Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. It's a very, very beautiful Yisrael Rav Haigon. Rebbe Osai, the question I asked you about how on the night of Pesach was really pulling the wool over your eyes. I confused the issue. We're not talking about halal and shul. That's not the discussion. We're talking about halal and the seder. Rav Haigon said halal during the seder. Then we say halal hagadol and halal hakatan. That is a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah. That is the pasuk kilel iskat eshchad. The Masechta Sofrim extends that and says, and even do it in shul too. But Kelel Iskadish Chag is the halal on the night of Pesach. Rabosai points out Rav Haigon on a fascinating thing. You make a bracha according to Ashkenazim. It's a big discussion according to Sfaradim, but you make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. But you make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh, or everybody agrees on Yom Tov. Yet where's the bracha on halal on the night of Pesach? That is midivrei kabbalah. asks Rav Haggon. You know what Rav Haggon answers? He says that there are two types of halal. There's a halal called the halal of Shira, the halal of rejoicing, and then there's what the Brisker Rav is going to describe as a halal of Kriya, where there's a chiyuv midrabanan to read. Halal of Shira is exactly what the Gemara Kufiyud Zayin of Sakhim described. And that is that when a person is saved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in such a case, then they say a halal of Shira. Al Kol Tzar Tzar, they say a halal of Shira. That's a spontaneous eruption of halal. You don't say, when a person is feeling a tremendous sense of joy, you don't say, Asher Kedisham Mitzvah Mitzivani, you command and say halal. True Shira, you don't, when you sing, when is the singing meaningful? When your parents ask you to sing? When the head counselor asks you to sing? Or when you start singing on your own? When the head counselor asks you to sing, so then in such case, it's a chiyuv, Mitzivanu, to show that today is different. To show Rosh Chodesh is different. To show that Yom Tov is different. But then there's another halal where you don't make a bracha. It's spontaneous. Spontaneous. There you don't say a bracha. Beautiful words from Rav Haigon. Says the Brisker Rav, that's the Yishuv in the Rambam. When the Rambam says it's a takana midivrei sofrim, he's talking about the 18 days that they want you to show that this day is different by saying halal. That's a halal of Kriya. Benny, if you were real Brisker, you wouldn't sing on Rosh Chodesh. You would only sing on the night of Pesach. By the way, I think there's some umamish do this. On the night of Pesach, there's a halacha of Shira. So then you sing it. The Brisker Rav calls halal on Rosh Chodesh Kriya. Kriya. Let Benny do it next to Rosh Chodesh. We'll see what Rabina's reaction would be. but it's a halal. That's a halal of Kriya. So that's halal. You're supposed to show that today is different. So you do a halal of Kriya. However, when it comes to the night of Pesach, so there, that's the Kalel Iskadesh Chag. And therefore, there's no bracha. That's the reason there's no bracha. Ad Kan, Divrei Hagriz for now. Okay? So this is the Yisod. Rabosai, first of all, let me just tell you how the Brisker Rav used this also. I say this over all the time before Pesach. But the Brisker Rav used this Yisod to develop another beautiful Hesber in the Haggadah itself. In the Haggadah, we know that we have Halal HaKotan and Halal HaGadah. Halal HaKotan is right after you say Magid, so then you say a couple of Mizmorim of Tehillim, and then we say the Bracha of Asher Ga'olam. By the way, this is going to be important for later on. It's brought down, many do this, that when they say Halal, they hold the coast. And then they make the bracha, because halal is alayayim. Right? Ein shira el alayayim. So in our family, that's what we do. In fact, it gets a little bit difficult. If you have a geshmak halal on the night of Pesach, so that means you're holding you could be holding the coast for a long, long time. It could be, if it's a good halal, it could be a half hour, 45 minutes. But we hold the coast the whole time. Because it's alayayim. The halal is supposed to be it. Ein shira el alayayim. Oh. There's one of the fascinating instances where everybody, this is, by the way, the only place that I know that Rav Nevin Sal doesn't follow the Mishnah Berurah. Everybody does one thing that's against the Mishnah Berurah. What's that? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shalah, if I'm not mistaken. I sometimes mix up the Levush and the Shalah. It could be the Levush. Mag Avram already quotes it, either from the Levush or the Shalah. That says that all of the Nekudos and all the Haggadahs are wrong on one word. What am I talking about? We said that you say the small halal, and then you say the bracha asher ga'olam. Right before the second kos, the bracha that said of asher ga'olanu, right before that we say, v'nomar lefanav shira chadasha halaluka. We're going to say a shir chadash, then we say the short halal, then we say the bracha. The Levush pointed out that the digduk he thought was incorrect. It shouldn't be v'nomar, we will say, but it's v'ne'emar. Why did he claim it's v'ne'emar? Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Why did he say it's v'ne'emar? Because Tosas and Pesachim says that there are two different types of Shira. One is called the Shira of the future, of the Yimei HaMashiach, and the other is the Shira of the past, like Yitzias Mitzrayim or Mochanas Yehoshaphat. Tosas points out in Pesachim, I believe that Tosas is on Kuf Tes Zayin on the Beis. Tosas points out that the one, if you look in the Pesukim, that when we talk about the Shira of Las and Lavo, it'll be referred to as Shir Chadash, masculine. But when we talk about the Shira of Yitzias Mitzrayim, there it's in feminine. What's the difference between the two, says Tosas? Because of the difference between how a father experiences childbirth versus a mother experiences childbirth. Tosas says a mother, when she experiences childbirth, she's very, very happy, but she's in a lot of pain. A father, it's all happiness. He doesn't go through any of the pain. When your husband's Beis Hashem, you need to work on that avodah of empathy for one's wife. Says Tosos, the previous geulas, like Yitzias Mitzrayim, like when Ezra came back, so there on the one hand, we're joyous, yet at the same time, there was a lot of pain that came along with it. Only one-fifth of Kali Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. It was very, very painful leaving Mitzrayim. It wasn't easy. It's a tremendous geula, it's a tremendous simcha. So that's like a woman who gives birth. However, La'asad Lavo, there's going to be no tzad. La'asad Lavo, it's going to be what's called a shir chadash. So says Tosas, when we say the words shir or shira chadasha or shir chadash, says Tosas, you should say shira chadasha and don't say shir chadash. Why? Because we're talking about the shir not of the future, but we're talking about the shir of the past. And that's feminine because of what came along with pain. So says the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah quotes this, so therefore all the Haggadahs have a mistake. All the Haggadahs wrote, V'nomar lefanav, Shira Chadasha, we will say to you in the future, Shira Chadasha. No, if we were talking about the Shira in the future, it would be Shira Chadash. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Shira of the past, Shira Chadasha. So therefore, the appropriate punctuation is not V'nomar, the Lashon Asid, but rather V'nemar, we said in the past. What's amazing is, Klal Yisrael didn't accept this. Klal Yisrael accepted the printers over the Magen Avraham. So Brisker Rav, Kedarka Rekodesh said, Klal Yisrael has a tremendous Kedusha intuition. And this is the one place that I know that Rav Nevenzahl does not follow the Mishnah Berurah Farish. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah was a likud of Avraham. It's not even always clear what the Mishnah Berurah's own shita was. But the Brisker Rav was miyashay with the Nekudas that we have in the minute of Klal Yisrael. And he says, what's happening when you're saying Shira in the night of Pesach? What's happening when you're saying Shira in the night of Pesach? Chayiv Odom Liros Asatzmo Kiyidu Hu Yatsami Mitzrayim. The person has to visualize himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim. It's not the pshat that you're singing the Shira of the past. You're singing the Shira right now as if you've gone out of Mitzrayim. Because it fits beautifully what we saw from Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon said, when don't you make a bracha? When you're experiencing it right now. Otherwise, it's just a boring kriya. Asher Kedshanu, Sasu Mitzivanu. You have to show that today is different. But what is the unique shira that doesn't have a bracha? What's halal shel shira? It's the spontaneous eruption of shira. Now, obviously, whenever the halacha mandates, a person has to do an avoda to make it spontaneous. You have to work. My brother, maybe, well, who's a bal avoda, he sits 10-15 minutes before the halal chayiv adam liros hatzmon. He's in his bonus for 10-15 minutes before he begins halal, because it's a chiyuv chayiv adam liros hatzmon, which runs into the spontaneous halal. In kainim advarim, so then the duke is perfect. V'nomar lefanav, we will say in front of you shira chadasha. We're about to say the shira chadasha of us going out of Mitzrayim right now, right this moment, and then we recite the halal as if we've gone out of Mitzrayim at that particular moment. That's the halal of shira. So that's the, if you will, the brisker rav l'shitaso of this idea that the halal on the night of Pesach is a halal of shira, in contrast to what the Rambam is describing, is a halal of kriya. Oh, in Kainim Advarim, Rabosai, this gets back to pshat in our Gemara, in our Rishon. Can anybody now try to suggest why the Tosfos HaRosh gave these three examples? Why did Tosfos HaRosh give these three examples? What were these three examples? Yehoshaphat, Hallel on the night of Pesach, which seemed ridiculous at first glance. And what was the third? Zman Shchitas HaPesach. Tosfos interestingly didn't, right? Tosfos didn't. But why did he choose these three? Why did he choose these three examples? Yes, Micha?
Maybe because it's like we're being redeemed right now, and it's like we're going to be getting redeemed from Tzara right now. So it's like we're getting redeemed from Tzara right now. Then it would be from the Devarim, it would be from the Devarim.
Right. And why? Excellent. And why would we choose? Why would the Tosfos HaRosh choose Dafka on our sugya to discuss that? Why not discuss the Reisof from the Yud Ches Takanas, the Hallel of Kriya? Why discuss the Hallel of Shira? Yes.
If we're saying only say Shira, if we're saying only say Anan Shira, so then it's still okay to discuss what you say Shira. You have to say that if you're saying what this Shira is discussing is not discussing the Shira. It's not discussing the Shira of Kriya's Yom. It's discussing the Shira of getting redeemed from.
How do you know we're talking about getting redeemed? Who says we're talking about that?
Good,
you're on the right track, Michal, but I want you to say it good. I want you to say it thought out. Worked out. And you thought it out. I want you to work it out. Well, maybe we'll talk about the Hallel, maybe let's talk about the Hallel of the Yud Ches Yomim. He's saying it's not enough. Jack, finish it off.
Okay, so since we're saying that it's Shira, and all the examples of the Rosh Hashanah are Shira, I'm trying to make the point that, and then we bring the, then we say, we talk about the Yayin being toned bracha. We're trying to show you how the Yayin is more Kriya, not Shira, and therefore, and as a result,
exactly. Well, you say it even sharper to answer what I asked Michal. The Gemara is talking about Hallel of Shira. She'ein omrim shira elala yayin. We're not talking about the chiyuv of kriya. What are we talking about? We're talking about the chiyuv of shira. That when you have shira, so then in general it's done ala yayin. To which Tosfos then the Rosh both say, but that's only in regards to avodas hamizbeah. But it's true that we have shira sometimes ala yayin. But what are the three examples that he gives of shira? We're not talking about hallel. The Gemara starts off calling it Hilul, but then the Gemara calls it Shira. Why? Because the Gemara is not talking about Hallel of Kriya. The Gemara is talking about Hallel of Shira. In Canaan Advarim. So then, it's beautiful why we chose these three examples. At least two of them. I might have to leave off with Tzarachin requires a little bit more Hesber. But the two of them are beautiful. The two examples of that the Tosfos HaRosh had are beautiful. Yehoshaphat, when Klal Yisrael was saved. Shira. The davar pasha to me that we were zochet to be one of the soldiers to have liberated the old city. So then, of course, we should have said Shira without a bracha, a full hallel without a bracha. Without a bracha. See how backwards the world is? See, people think, the real tzionim say with a bracha. The halba tzionim say without a bracha. So if you know a little lumdus, it's the exact opposite. The highest madrega of halal is not the halal without the bracha, because it's not vitzivanu. Vitzivanu means that the yeshiva forced you to do it, or God forced you to do it. So then you say vitzivanu. But if it's spontaneous, so then in such a case, I'm being tongue-in-cheek, I don't mean to draw any parallels. I have no parallels in mind. I'm bringing out the point. She'ein omrim shira el ha'ayayin is the spontaneous form of Shira. So it's beautiful. The Rosh is Meduyah. The Rosh is Meduyah. That's where we say Dafki Yoshafat and Dafki Lal Pesach. And the kasha that I asked you was ridiculous. Why was it ridiculous? Because that's not what we're discussing. We're not talking about the night of Pesach in Shul. There in Shul, the Masechet Sofrim will be talking about a Hallel, presumably of Kriya. Vaharaya, that if you follow Masechet Sofrim, according to Briskerav, it's all according to Briskerav. Then you would say, what do you say? You do Vitzivanu. You don't do this in between that my father and Rav Nemtzal do. That you say it, that you don't say a bracha. No, in Masechet Sofrim, you say it, it becomes one of the Yud Ches Yamim. And the Chiddush is that you do it also at night. But that's Betaras Kriya, it's not Betaras Shira. In Kenim Advarim, so then we know why we chose that example. It seems also in the Shchitas HaPesach as well, that it was an eruption of Hallel, and that actually gets involved with who the Chiyuv is on in the Tosas on Samach Dalet versus the Rashi, Vameid and Yavin. We could die to connect that in the discussion between Rashi and Tosas. That's a question. I won't get involved in Mirza Shem. Maybe if we wanted to learn Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, would be Falta, why it is that Shkitas HaPesach is a Bechina of Shiro. First of all, there's no record at all that they said a Bracha. So according to Rav Haigon, it works beautifully. And I think we could be Medayik in certain Lashonos as well, that it was an eruption of joy. The reason why we don't necessarily internalize is because we haven't really internalized what the significance of Avodah Karban Pesach was. But it was an eruption of Shiras that took place. It's a beautiful custom that some have, that when they bake the matzahs, that some people sing Hallel. It's a way of trying to recreate that eruption of joy during the time of Karban Pesach. But it's only an echo. It's only Halavai. We should be Zochre.
Okay.
So, oh. And Kedem Advarim, then the Russians would do you. By the way, I had forgotten, Rav Yaakov pointed out to me that when I learned this with Raveli Rothstein in the YU Summer Kolo, so then I had put it on the Marim Kolo, so I had forgotten that the Brisker Rav makes this exact point. That I had forgotten. I didn't put it on the Marim Kolo because I had forgotten. Sometimes an idea, you begin to assimilate, you forget where the Rav stopped and you started. So the Brisker Rav concludes this piece. He says, Shuv Harali, you didn't even photocopy because I'd forgotten it was there. Shuv Harali, but Bracha Mishuleshes, Bracha Staf Lamed Hey. He quotes the Tosa Rosh. Ulechora Maishna, Hani Klas Hala. Why did he mention these three? Haloi the Yurches Yamin. Elevadai Hadavim Mevur Kimoshe Kasavnu. It brings out my point, says the Brisker Rav. Dishani Hani Tlasa, the Yisodam Udin Amiras Shira. The Yisod is based on Shira, v'lo kechal halal shal yud ches, and that's why we chose dafka those. By the way, I took off from the Marim Chomos, but originally I had, you have to also see the Brisker Rav and Hilchos Karban Pesach. So I decided it would be too overwhelming to do the Brisker and Hilchos Karban Pesach, but it's connected to that as well, Ayin Shom, where we flesh out this idea about Karban Pesach. The Brisker Rav is also assuming that's a Shira. Rav Nissen Kaplan, this time we'll agree with him. He says something very, very good. Just to add one more piece, we could have said this on our own. He's bothered, but why did Tosas not give those examples? Tosas only gave the example of Shkitas HaPesach. So I don't know what he's going to say about Yehoshaphat, but he wants to answer that Halal on Lel Pesach is not Pashut at all. Can anybody think why Tosas would not accept Halal on the night of Pesach? What would the problem be of Halal on the night of Pesach vis-a-vis saying that this is a perfect example of Shira where there's no Yayin? Because that's what Tosfos is discussing, right? Sometimes you got to see the forest from the trees. Yes, Michal?
So,
no
one here before Kosa, but while drinking, while saying Halal, you're holding it.
Oh,
that's
very
like you
good.
Told us yourself. You're the
exactly, exactly. Minutes. So everything's beautiful. Everything's beautiful now. The custom that we have to hold the kos during Halal, it's Dafka saying, no, this is a Shira Al Yayin. Right? And that's what we say. The Halal is on what? No, it's a Lakachti, like Fod Seisev. Lakachti. So that's going on to the Lakachti. In other words, it's the second kos goes to Magid, the first kos goes to Kiddush. And the last coast goes to what? Last coast goes to Halal. So, it's not true that Halal is not Alayayim. Tosfos agrees with the Brisker Rav. In other words, what emerges then, the Brisker Rav is right according to everybody. Halal on the night of Pesach is a Halal of Shira. But actually, the Halal of the night of Pesach of Shira is an example of Orim Shira Alayayim. And the Rosh seems to be disagreeing. The Rosh seems to say, no, show me a place where the Gemara says that you have to hold the kos. Show me a place that this is considered Shira Al Yayin. So it could be that this nuance of why Tosis assumed that Tosis didn't give the example of Halal on the night of Pesach is because Tosis knows that Halal on the night of Pesach is Shira. However, Tosis holds that it's considered Al Yayin. And the Rosh maybe is going to disagree. This I give you for work. come Pesach time to try to be medayik in the Lashon HaRosh and to look into the minhagim that, for those of us who have the minhagim like us, seem to be assuming that it's considered Shira al Yayin. And for those who don't have the custom, maybe it's not just Tom that they're not aware of this idea. No, they hold that's considered halal. That's not, it's a halal shira, but it's not a halachal al yayin. And what's the lumbus behind that machlokus of why some people hold that the halal shira of Lel Pesach is considered al yayin and why some people don't? That I leave for my talmidim to discuss with their talmidim. But Be'ezer Hashem, this is the havana of the Tosa Rosh and the process. We'll take a 2-minute break and we'll do it var halacha before. Thank you.